measure 24-355, North Marion School District Number 15. Four-year local option levy for operations and capital projects. Question, should district impose 74 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for operating and capital project purposes for 4 years beginning 2014-2015? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Summary, this local option would provide operating and capital project funds for the North Marion School District for 4 years starting July 1, 2014 and ending June 30, 2018. The levy rate of 74 cents per $1,000 of assessed value remains the same for all 4 years. These funds will restore programs lost due to cuts from the state and will enhance funding for educational programs, instructional materials, technology, safety, maintenance, and other operational and capital needs that may arise. The levy raises an estimated $583,336 in fiscal year 2014, $595,002 in fiscal year 2015, $606,902 in fiscal year 2016, and $619,040 in fiscal year 2017 for an estimated four-year total of $2,404,280. Upon passing this measure, the district would be eligible for state equalization grant. This grant would bring an estimated $309,168 more in fiscal year 2014 with no additional taxes to district property owners. The grant, if renewed each biennium by the state legislature, could fund similar proceeds for each of the last 3 fiscal years the levy is in place. Explanatory statement. Oregon state law allows local school districts to ask voters to approve supplemental operation levies known as local option to help support the district's annual operating budget. These local options are limited in both the amount of tax that may be levied and the length of time the levy is in place. North Marion School District is asking its voters to approve a 74 cents per $1,000 of assessed value levy for 4 years, beginning in July of 2014. For example, a property owner with an assessed home value of $200,000 would pay approximately $148 a year, or $12.33 per month, on this levy. The levy will generate an estimated $583,336 in additional revenue for the district in 2014-2015 fiscal year, which represents just under 3.5% of the overall revenue expected for the 2013-2014 school year. Should the levy pass, North Marion, because of its current poverty level index, is eligible for a state equalization grant. The equalization grant would provide an additional approximately $309,168 to the district with no additional taxes to district property owners. The district can only access the equalization grant funds if the levy passes. The grant is part of the state budget and is up for renewal each biennium, and while the first year of grant funding is guaranteed, future grant payments depend on the state's renewal of the program. The district will use the funds to help restore programs that have been cut over the past few years due to the economic downturn. In addition, the district will seek to invest in technology upgrades, instructional materials, instructional and support staff, safety measures, maintenance and other operating and capital needs that may arise. While many districts in Oregon have availed themselves of this option, this is the first time North Marion School District has asked its voters to approve such a levy. Submitted by Boyd Kaiser, Superintendent, North Marion School District Number 15. No arguments in opposition of Measure 24-355 were filed. Argument in support of Measure 24-355. North Marion schools need your help. It's time to invest in our kids. After 5 years of slashed budgets and increasing enrollment, the North Marion School District is asking our community for a financial transfusion. Due to decreased revenue, operating budgets for textbooks, electives, programs, personnel, building and ground maintenance, athletic budgets, staff training and supplies have been reduced to the lowest levels in 8 years. North Marion patrons pay one of the lowest education tax rates in the state. If the local option levy passes, we will still rank in the bottom 25% of education tax rates in Marion, Polk, Yamhill, and Clackamas counties. North Marion School District has proven its ability to use funds wisely. Despite reduced budgets and personnel, NMSD served more students in 2012-2013 than ever and kept a complete school year without cutting days. A local option levy would help revitalize our schools. This levy would help NMSD reinstitute lost programs, enhance safety, perform needed maintenance and improvements to facilities and grounds, invest in technology, replace lost personnel, buy textbooks and educational materials. NMSD is anticipating $892,520 in additional revenue. Forecasted revenue would include $583,336 from district taxpayers and a state equalization grant of $309,184 in the first year. There has never been a local option operating levy request by the district. Since the passage of the bond in 1998, when the current sophomore class was born, there has not been an NMSD educational tax rate increase. In 2018, our current bond will expire to be renewed without a tax increase. Exciting things are happening at NMSD. Despite cuts, our district is still developing enhanced curriculum and instruction by implementing new technology, teaching practices, and empowering our students to truly become stewards of their world. Say yes to our schools and kids. North Marion School District Board of Directors, Julie Miller, Patrick MacArthur, Kathy Lewis, Heidi Torian, James Moore, Bill Graup, Brian Oliver. This information furnished by Julie Miller, North Marion School Board. Here's another argument in support of Measure 24-355. Vote yes for North Marion Schools. North Marion Parents, PTO, is proud to support local option levy measure 24-355. As a community and school-based organization, we have seen the effect of no increase in our property taxes and feel it is time to reinvest in our school district. All funds from this levy will remain within our district. Our school board and district leaders will have local control with no input from our state legislatures. We approve of how the district and board want to spend these funds, restoring programs previously cut, new instructional materials, and technology upgrades, to name a few. Our school needs to prepare our students to be 21st century workers. Let's give them the 21st century technology, tools, and knowledge. NMP strongly believes in our community. Our wish is for it to thrive and continue to grow. In order to draw new people and retain our existing families, our schools must be at their best. How can we expect our schools to be their very best without this levy? We need to provide our students with better facilities, a safer campus, cutting-edge technology, updated educational materials, and better-equipped teachers. Supporting Measure 24-355 on November 5th is a small price to pay to maintain our community's future. NMP recognizes that the students benefiting from these funds are our future community. They are our future neighbors, co-workers, and leaders. We believe our students need to be empowered with the right tools, skills, and knowledge to be stewards of our future. Vote yes for our students, our schools, our community, and our tomorrow. North Marion Parents, NMP. This information furnished by Kamala Netter, North Marion Parents. The printing of these arguments does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Here's another argument in support of Measure 24-355. Vote yes for sustainable excellence for North Marion students. We encourage all voters in the North Marion District to vote yes for this local option levy. A great school district in our community that delivers a modern education to our children helps us all, both today and in the future. Benefits include the development of important leaders for the next generation, children prepared to meet the challenges of the ever-changing world, a more desirable community to live in, and increased property value as more people choose to live in the district. The increased funding will provide increases in safety, class environment, curriculum, development, quality of instructional material, and building improvements. Many of these items have suffered cuts due to the recession and need our support to put our schools on track for meeting our children's needs. The average cost to a home value of $200,000 will be only $12.40 per month, a small-priced offer for a better community foundation. As we enable our schools to deliver a modern education to meet the new standards, the district will also be preparing to increase building capacity in 2018 to meet the expanding student population. As our community expands and becomes more diverse, our schools must also adjust to meet the community's needs with increased capacity to deliver a wider curriculum range. The district has already begun to make important changes for increased technology in education, and this trend must continue. Vote yes for the North Marion Local Option Levy and enable our community to remain strong and grow. Let us all work together to make North Marion School District the pride of our region. Let us all work together to give our children and future children the education they deserve to compete in a modern global economy. Let us all work together to make our children the ambassadors of our community for the future. Betsy Imholt, Tracy Oliver, Jason Salen, Bill Graup. This information furnished by William Graup. Here's another argument in support of Measure 24-355. We urge voters in the North Marion School District to vote yes for Measure 24-355 for three reasons. One, we desperately need to reinvest in our schools to keep them healthy and vibrant. Two, the passage of the levy will allow us to access over $300,000 a year for the life of the levy from a state equalization grant. Three, our district has the lowest permanent school tax of any district in Marion, Clackamas, Polk, or Yamhill counties. We can afford to invest in our schools. For the past 5 years, we have seen the devastating effects the economic downturn has had on our local schools. Programs have been eliminated, positions cut, instructional material purchases put on hold, maintenance deferred, and needed safety measures delayed. The local option is money we raise for our schools, not money that gets sent to Salem. We can continue to limp along with a damaged system, or we can pass the levy and start restoring the health of our district. The great thing about the local option levy is that it makes us eligible for a state equalization grant that will provide over $300,000 a year without any additional taxes to local property owners. Because North Marion is a property-poor district, it cannot raise as much money as, say, a Lake Oswego district. This inherent unfairness is addressed through the equalization grant that the state legislature approves each biennium. This is a great deal for local taxpayers. Finally, at $3.33 per $1,000 of assessed value, our permanent school tax rate is by far the lowest in our four-county region. The closest is Estacada at $4.14, while the average for the 31 districts is $4.62. Adding the 74-cent local option brings the two-tax total to $4.07. We can afford this levy, and we should be proud to invest in our schools and still enjoy amongst the lowest tax rates around. Susie Corcoran, Tara Weidman. This information furnished by Susie Corcoran. The printing of these arguments does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments.